Hey fans, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with your Arrowhead update for Thursday, September 18th. Now, I had a chance to talk with defensive coordinator Bob Sutton after this morning's walkthrough, and I talked to them specifically about the Miami Dolphins and what he sees from them. He told me that it's not unlike you see from a lot of teams. The NFL right now is trying to spread you out. Last week against the Buffalo Bills, the Miami Dolphins spent 93% of their time with three wide receivers out on the field. Coach Sutton knows that they also run a lot of zone read out of that, so they have to be aware of that. But he said putting them into third and long situations, meaning playing well on first and second down, kind of takes away that zone read. They can't really run the ball when it's a third and long. He said that's going to be key for them. And he also said that he has a lot of respect for the up-and-coming quarterback out there in Ryan Tannehill, saying that he's completed over 60% of his passes in his career. Says they have their hands full, not just with how he throws the football, but also how he can take off and run, something they didn't have to worry about with Peyton Manning last week. Now, on the offensive side, I also had a chance to talk one-on-one with Chiefs offensive coordinator Doug Peterson, who said they have their hands full with the Miami front seven, particularly defensive end Cameron Wake, who Coach Peterson said is going to be the best defensive end they've played so far this season. The Chiefs have already faced some top pass rushers in the NFL, and they've got their hands full again this week. I asked him what the offensive line needs to do to build off what they did last week in Denver, where they played much better than they did in week one. And he said just to continue to work the continuity that these guys have working together. It's still a group that hasn't had a lot of time together. He said they'll continue to get better as they continue to work and get reps together at practice. These are the things the Chiefs will continue to work on here at practice. And for KCChiefs.com, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel.